Je vous l'annonce depuis le début du show. On a de la belle visite ce matin à Boulevard 102.1. Dennis Jagger est avec nous, chanteur de 10 Foot Pole. Il va nous faire une toune. Il va nous faire The Getaway dans les prochaines minutes, qui est une de mes chansons préférées, pas juste de 10 Foot Pole, mais une de mes chansons préférée de tous les temps, un clip que j'ai joué à profusion à 1, 2, 3 Punk à Musique Plus. C'était le trailer, la bande originale d'un film potentiel éventuellement d'action policier. Là. On va jaser tout ça avec Dennis qui est avec nous, qui est en tournée acoustique avec Joey Cape de Lagwagon, avec Jeff de XX Smile aussi qui est ici en studio avec nous. Venez nous voir sur Twitch, twitch.tv, BLVD, la petite barre par en bas, FM. Dennis, how you doing, man?
Good morning, it's a little early.
It's a little early for you.
Well, we had a late night because Joey just played like about 1,000 songs last night. Okay. It was awesome, but it also went a little late, so now I'm up early. To be here.
You know, and this
is
well, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm a huge fan of yours, a huge fan of the band. How do you dig the acoustic tours versus the full band tours?
I love acoustic. I love doing the full band, but every once in a while I get tired of the bashing cymbals. Psh, psh.
Okay.
And like with the drums, I have to stay on time, whereas with acoustic I could just stop halfway through the song and tell a little story or slow down or sing really softly. Yeah. Or change the song halfway through. And then I don't have to have a band follow me. So okay. I love that freedom and also the intimacy of being right with a small crowd in a small room. I sometimes ask people, do you have any questions? Like we have a conversation in the middle of the show.
Okay. So you can just change of pace and you can improvise a bit more, play the crowd.
Yeah.
Play
not
the
so
room.
Much if I'm opening for Joey, like I wouldn't want to talk too much.
Yeah.
But on my own shows, I really like it. I kind of imagine it kind of like Henry Rollins, like a monologue,
yeah.
but like talking and music and like a whole discussion, like we're around a campfire just having a discussion, but singing the songs too.
That.
So
on jasait de 1 de l'heure ce matin, là, assez tôt pour Dennis, pas pour nous, là, mais pour Dennis qui est en tournée avec Joey Cape, entre autres. Et il dit qu'hier, ça a fini assez tard. Là, Joey a juste pas arrêté son set acoustique. Fait qu'un petit peu tôt, peut-être même pour The Getaway, qu'il faut qu'il aille chercher vocalement des notes plus hautes, mais il va nous faire cette chanson-là à ma demande.
Que j'ai hâte d'entendre en acoustique aussi.
Moi aussi. Puis j'ai demandé aussi la différence peut-être entre quand on fait une tournée avec 10 Foot Pole puis les gars, puis le band au complet versus acoustique, peut-être plus de, ça se résume là, sa réponse, de plus de liberté. Plus de liberté de peut-être
jaser.
Changer la toune, jaser avec la foule, changer le tempo, changer le mood aussi de la chanson. There has always been, Dennis, an amazing relationship between the province of Quebec and 10 Foot Pole. How would you explain the love affair between the band and the province?
Well, I don't know why the province seems to love me, but I know from my side, it's just when you feel love, you always respond with more love. And we've had so much support from not only the people like the record label, People of Punk Rock Records, and my friends who run the Red Bridge Festival, yep. The Palm Rouge Festival, but they're just so kind, and they originally volunteered to do so much, and we went out and did things together, and then even just the people at the shows, like they respond. They seem to love skate punk here and punk rock. And so when people, I mean, anyone who likes my songs, I'm happy to play my songs for. But here it seems more people like it. And so I just keep coming back, of course.
Histoire d'amour entre la province du Québec et 10 Foot Pole. Histoire d'amour que je suis depuis très, très longtemps, évidemment, en tant que fan de leur musique, mais aussi en tant qu'ancien VJ à Musique Plus. Dennis a décidé de parler, mais il dit, je sais pas pourquoi exactement la province du Québec nous aime, nous, mais moi j'adore la province ici pour les gens qui y travaillent, que ce soit Anto, toute la gang à People of Punk Rock, que ce soit les étiquettes de disques par le passé aussi, la gang du Red Bridge, on vient de fêter le magnifique festival en fin de semaine, donc ils adorent passer ici. Dennis, are you ready to give us an acoustic version of The Getaway? How's the voice this early?
I'm not sure if I'm ready, but I'll try it, and just I'll beg for forgiveness ahead of time if I don't hit the high notes. Can I tell you a little bit about the song?
Is it okay? Let's go. Yeah.
Because the fun thing about acoustic is talking. So I wrote this song. It's a little bit silly in the actually what it's about. It's about essentially a car chase, which I wrote in the time where there were a whole bunch of car chases, like in 1998. But the main reason I wrote it was a kind of a response to Frank Sinatra singing "I Did It My Way," where he's like saying, "Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention." He's kind of like, "Oh, my life was great. You know, I did everything my way." And I thought, well, what if your regret was more than, you know, something that you really, what if you made a mistake where you really do regret it? What do you do? And so this song is about if you make one big mistake that kind of changes your life. So it's a car chase, but it's really a metaphor for if you do something that you feel like you just can't get it back.
Yeah.
And you just want to get away at that point.
Donc, The Getaway, qui est à la fois une poursuite de voiture, c'est le thème, mais aussi référence aux paroles d'un classique de Frank Sinatra.
Qui regrette rien, mais que... Puis là, on se pose la question, OK, mais mettons là, que tu regrettes quelque chose, que tu as un regret dans ta vie.
Ça serait, oui. Je suis bien excité en ce moment. C'est un beau moment. Dennis Jagger de 10 Foot Pole, en acoustique à Rage Against le matin, avec... The Getaway, the floor is yours.
Please don't chase me anymore. I nearly forgot just what I'm running for. I meant no harm, my gas pedal's to the floor. I always watch this on TV. Never thought that this could happen to me. I can't stop now, and it still seems like a dream. Never thought I'd hurt someone. Now I see you clutching your gun. You're playing for keeps, and there's no place left to run. I had to make a choice, I made it. If I had another chance, I'd take it. I've gotta find a way to make a getaway. A getaway. Get away. Today my future looks so bright. All it took was one red light. The sirens were close behind, and my brain said fight or flight. So I ran from my mistake. Not the best choice I could make. The helicopter reminds me that this time there's no lucky break. I had to make a choice, I made it. If I had another chance, I'd take it. I've gotta find a way to make a getaway. A getaway. A getaway. Please don't chase me anymore. I nearly forgot just what I'm running for. I always did things my own way. Never care what the experts say. I thought they were so full of shit. I guess it's time to pay. I always dreamed I'd have it all. Never thought I'd take the fall. And now I've run out of chances, and all I can see is the wall. I had to make a choice, I made it. If I had another chance. Make a ghetto, I've got to find a choice, I made it. A ghetto, if I had another chance, I'd make a ghetto. I've got to find a way to make a ghetto. Get away. A getaway. A getaway. A getaway. A getaway.
Dennis Jagger, wow. De 10 Foot Pole en direct acoustique, wow. À Rage Against the Matin. Hey, merci infiniment. Thank you so much, Dennis. That was an amazing moment.
It was
very early.
It was tricky.
Well, it was
early,
tricky,
but also, yeah, it's just I'm not used to being in front of a big radio audience early in the morning.
We're getting a bunch of reactions by text.
Hey,
Dennis, thank you so much. En tournée acoustique avec Joey Cape, avec Jeff d'XX Smile. Il y a des shows un peu partout cette semaine. Je vais vous parler du size. C'est ici, Source de la Martinière. Les billets sont en vente. Les billets sont sold out sur le web. C'est ça, Anto, hein?
Yes.
Mais si les gens se présentent, il va y avoir de la place?
Yes.
Fait que c'est un rendez-vous Source de la Martinière ici à Québec le 16 juin. Dennis, thank you so much for this.
Merci beaucoup. Thanks.
Come back and see us, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Reg.